Today, Colleen O'Connor looks at how the new road toll system is catching on in the Czech Republic.
Every second vehicle on this busy motorway outside Prague seems to be a goods lorry. This is hardly surprising given that the Czech Republic's location in the heart of Europe means that it has always been a major transit point for business. Naturally, the volume of traffic going through the Czech Republic has also increased exponentially since it joined the EU a few years ago. So much so that there are those who feel the country's transport infrastructure is creaking at the seams. Tomáš Hauptmann is a freight manager for the Morris Ward Haulage Company.
Everybody noticed such a number of trucks in transit, especially in Prague. You can see the lines of trucks and makes the traffic terrible. I guess that all trucks moved from the borders, like before they were waiting there for customs clearance. They now move to Prague, waiting for just passing through Prague, and I think that the system is overburdened.
This is one of the reasons why the Czech Ministry of Transport has now followed the lead of Germany and Austria by introducing a new electronic tolling system built by the Austrian firm Kapsch to tax trucks and buses on Czech roads more efficiently. Now, any heavy vehicle travelling in the Czech Republic must be fitted with an electronic signal box, which can be read by special gates placed on Czech motorways. These calculate exactly how many kilometres a truck or bus has travelled and then charges them an appropriate road toll. It replaces the old motorway sticker system, which charged drivers a flat charge for using Czech roads, regardless of how many kilometres they travelled. Karel Henzelka, a spokesman for the Ministry of Transport, says it was necessary to introduce a new system like this in order to handle the sheer volume of freight traffic now passing through the Czech Republic.
Samozřejmě si musíme uvědomit to, že Česká republika leží skutečně ve středu Evropy a
naturally we need to realize that the Czech Republic really lies in the heart of Europe and we simply can't avoid being a transit country. We are on the route between east and west as well as between north and south. As a result, we have to react somehow to this growth in the number of trucks, particularly since the Czech Republic's accession to the EU. We're the third country of the 27 countries in the EU who have introduced an electronic tolling system and the first one of the accession countries to do so. I think the system we have in place has been set up well.
Z těch nových členských států Evropské unie, takže myslím si, že ta situace je zatím nastavená dobře.
Nevertheless, although the system has only been operating for a couple of weeks, it has already attracted much controversy. Some hauliers complain that the new tolls will make their operations prohibitively expensive, while others have said fitting their trucks with the new equipment has been a laborious and costly process. Tomáš Hauptmann, however, says his firm has not experienced any major problems with the new system.
It was actually quite easy because there was enough information in advance on the internet, also in the Czech media, and you can get the equipment at the petrol station, also in some special spots. There are two kinds of payments, so you can buy credit for a certain journey or also make a contract with the company. You can get invoices. You don't have to worry about tracking the kilometers or whatever. So it was quite easy. Our company bought all this equipment in advance, so now we can just use the highways without any problems.
Hauptmann also says the new tolls won't make his company's operations more expensive, as they will simply pass any extra charges on to their customers, in much the same way as they pass on other duties like VAT. Nevertheless, in a business as competitive as freight transport, there are bound to be some who will attempt to keep their prices down by trying to avoid paying the tolls. One way of doing this is to get their drivers to use secondary or local roads, as the toll gates have only been placed on the Czech Republic's motorways. This has given rise to concerns that a sudden upsurge in the number of trucks on secondary routes could cause major damage to these smaller roads and seriously disrupt life in the little towns and villages they pass through. Although Karel Hanzelka acknowledges these concerns, he feels the situation will not be as bad as some have predicted.
Ano, zpočátku se objevilo určité malé procento řidičů, kteří chtěli spoplatněné úseky objíždět, ale
it's true that a small percentage of drivers wanted to evade the tolls by taking detours from the main roads, but the experience of Austria shows that they too had drivers who tried to evade tolls in this way, but they eventually discovered that it wasn't worth their while. This is because nowadays the speed at which you can deliver goods is of the utmost importance. This means that if a driver takes local roads, it's going to slow him down and he'll be late with his deliveries. It's also tough on the trucks because they'll often have to drive along hilly terrain with lots of bends, which will have an impact on their running costs.
Třeba hornatým spousta zatáček a tak dále, takže se to odrazí i v těchto nákladech.
Tomáš Hautmann also agrees that sending his trucks down secondary roads to avoid road tolls would simply be a false economy.
Our company doesn't do that because I guess it doesn't save you much money because it's not so fast. You made more kilometers. Also, if many companies make decision like this, they could make more accidents on the small roads. I heard in the Czech news that some companies are sending the drivers to other roads than highways. So we will see. Our company makes especially just-in-time delivery, so doesn't make sense to save some money, some small money on secondary road and deliver the goods too late.
Another criticism which has surfaced in the press and on numerous websites is that the signal boxes can be covered in foil, which means that they can't be read by the toll gates. Karel Hanzelka says claims that it would be this simple to avoid paying the tolls are completely unfounded.
Podle informací, které mám od společnosti Kapsch, nejde odstínit a některé z těch mýtných...
According to the information that we have from Kapsch, it is not actually possible to block the signal to these boxes. Also, our road toll gates have cameras to check drivers and they can immediately detect someone who is traveling without a signal box. It is a system with extensive apparatus to expose drivers like this. The customs authorities have 25 mobile radars available to them, which are constantly monitoring Czech motorways. Sooner or later, a driver who is evading the road tolls is going to be caught and hit with a huge fine of €500,000.
Nebo později dopadne na hrozí mu pokuta €500,000.
With an estimated 8 lorries passing through one of Kapsch's toll gates every second, the revenues generated by the new road tolls are quite substantial and should amount to around €10 billion or $470 million annually, a tenfold increase on the state's previous road toll income. Although most of these funds are currently being used to pay Kapsch back for building the system, they will eventually be channeled into improving the Czech Republic's road infrastructure. The Ministry of Transport also hopes that the tolls will eventually encourage some hauliers to transport goods by rail in the Czech Republic. This should be both better for the environment and should ease the strain on the country's still incomplete motorway system. Although it's not without its critics, and a full audit of the efficiency of the new tolling system has yet to be completed, Tomáš Hauptmann is optimistic that it will eventually bring long-term benefits.
I think it's a good thing, because if it helps our road system, it would be good for everyone. If you have smooth roads, everybody would drive safely, and you don't have to worry about car accident, because some roads are very damaged, especially during the rain, because the trucks are too heavy and making potholes.